Hey, hey gang. Good morning, you guys. Welcome back. Episode 101 of Zero Carb Journal. How about that? I'm Matt, as always. Good morning, you guys. Nice to see you. How are you? Did you guys have a good week? I hope you had a great one. I had a good one. It's been great, you guys. And doing better than last weekend. I realized I wasn't all that positive. But I want to thank you guys very much for your thoughtful comments from last week. It really made a big difference, and just feeling supported. And yeah, so I got kind of over my doldrums there, and I've had a good week. I got into my boat, and she's almost done heading down to the boat yard, heading down to the water this evening. They take them down there at like 3 in the morning when there's no one on the roads because they're so big. Sometimes they got to lift the power lines and stuff. So it's going to be moving this evening, and I should be down in the boatyard all week. So kind of looking forward to getting that wrapped up. Been a long, hard few weeks. That's funny to say. It seems like such a short time, but I really give it my all. So anyways, I've had a good week. It's been made a lot of progress in that. And yeah, I've been feeling good. No more sicknesses or weird things and all that. So it's been really warm here. It's been like 50 degrees and pouring rain for the most part, which has been nice for getting work done. Working in those boats is usually freezing. So it's been sort of a nice respite from a normal November work stretch for me. And I've been enjoying it. What did I eat this week? Let's see, from a zero carb standpoint, I just ate ground beef and ribeye and some bacon still, and been feeling pretty darn good. I ate a little bit of chivri yesterday, and you know what? I felt terrible after I ate it. I'm not doing any more cheese. Sometimes it seems like it's no big deal. Other times it seems like it's just a whole lot of discomfort, so... I did try it again, didn't enjoy it that much, and definitely didn't... It wasn't worth it. So I've been feeling good. I wanted to kind of circle back around to last week. First of all, like I say, I want to say thanks for all your kind comments. All of you, Dean, Robin, I'm going to forget people, Kara, Deb S., John, Jones, thank you so much. That was an awesome comment. Just everybody, Sarah, Lisa, all of you who continually give me support. And those of you who just do occasionally, and those of you who are just watching and not doing it, thank you so much. It means so much to me, and I've said it every week, but I really, this week, it just really made a big difference to me. I was feeling kind of alone and defeated last week and sort of like at a weird point in my journey, and just meant a lot to me to hear from all of you. So thank you. I'd like to respond a little bit to some of you guys. Robin, I know my... blackouts, loss of consciousness, whatever, is concerning to me too. You know, I've had it ever since I was very little. I used to faint when I had got needles or had a real stress, usually pain, but almost any stress would do it. As I've gotten older, it's like my trigger's gotten more sensitive, and it's definitely wired directly to something in my gut. So I can still get it from, you know, mental stress like needles or blood draws or things like that. But definitely my guts are my most intense trigger. And that's going to bring me to John Jones's comment. John, you speculated that it's a vasovagal. I don't know how you say that. I've only read it. Vasovagal? Vasovagal? I never get it right. Anyways, that it's a vasovagal response, which, you know, is when you black out, they call it, again, I won't pronounce it right, syncope? Syncope? I don't know. I've just read it. I've never talked to anyone smart enough to tell me how it's pronounced, including my doctors, which is one of the things I wanted to talk about. So I've been aware of this for a long time. As I was getting really sick and really concerned 4 years ago and losing consciousness all the time. I mean, I was on the toilet 20 times a day, and I would black out, you know, multiple times each day. Which is why I ended up zero carb, because I was terrified. I thought I was dying. But I'll tell you what, my doctors don't seem alarmed by it at all, and it drives me nuts because it scares the crap out of me when it happens. But I do get the impression that it's just some people's stress response. It's our fight or flight. Mine, I don't know, I'm not going to fight you or fly. I'm going to lie down and convulse. I don't know. It doesn't make much sense as a fight or flight response. But I guess it's mine. It's my stress response. This is all just my own diagnosis, so I could totally be wrong. But my doctors don't seem interested in going any farther and looking at it. It just seems like, oh, you've got that response, and that's what it is. I love my doctor. He's my primary caregiver. He's just great, very understanding. He's not super proactive, but he'll do whatever, you know, I'd like to do. And in the case of my syncope, you know, he's very accommodating. When it's time for blood draws, he calls the lab down to the room instead of me going there because, you know, I'll fall over. So yeah, it's frustrating in that it doesn't seem to alarm anybody. So I don't know what to tell you, Robin. It bothers me. I'm concerned about it, but no one seems to be worried about it from a medical standpoint. I don't know. I don't understand it either. But so I guess, I mean, that honestly, that's a big part of why I'm here doing this myself. I don't seem to be able to get anyone else to take any significant interest in solving my issues, I guess. My doctor's interested. It just, I don't know. I guess we just do one step at a time. Now, as for seeing a GI, Dean, you brought that up, Robin, you brought that up too. You know, I'd love to. I don't know if that's true, actually. I would love to get some help. I don't know. I guess I just obviously have, I don't know what that next step is. I mean, seeing a GI would be great. I'm concerned because there aren't any other than the guy I went to here in my town. It seems like a lot of work to go see one somewhere else. Currently, I don't really have... I do. I don't know, you guys. It's a lot of effort to do that from here. I'm hours and hours and ferry rides away from the city. I mean, basically, it'd be a whole day every time to go do a checkup or something. So, and that doesn't seem like a big deal. I should probably do it. I guess it's just getting the ball rolling that's difficult. Anyways, about all the doctor stuff, I do have a follow-up appointment with my doctor in the middle of December, so I'll talk to him then and evaluate. My insurance might change, too, over the first of the year, so I don't know. Medical care in this country is so difficult to navigate, especially when you're kind of where I am, self-employed. You know, sort of in between the financial breakdowns and really nebulous in my situation, really, in terms of both financially and physically. I just sort of am in a different situation, it seems like, on a regular basis from month to month. So anyways, I don't know. I don't know how to navigate all that stuff. I'm good at surfing and things like that. I'm not so good at offices and paperwork. Anyways, I don't know, you guys. We'll see. I'll just take it as it goes. I'm feeling great. I'm doing my best. I am staying super positive. I feel very positive these days. And while, you know, I still am struggling with some issues, obviously, I for the most part feel better than I've ever felt still. By a long ways. I mean, if I go back 3 years and four years, it's hard to remember how many little things had me feeling terrible that are all gone now. So, you know, I still think I'm a success story for Zero Carb, but I definitely have some stuff to sort out that I don't think is diet related. I think the diet's just helping me manage my symptoms as best I possibly can. At this point, though, you know, thanks to the tests from, you know, Robin that you suggested and all the stuff I've done the last few years, I have eliminated quite a bit of stuff. So at least I'm not concerned that I'm dying of colon cancer or anything like that anymore. So that's all great. And I do think that it's something that we've sort of touched on. I do think it's either like a bile acid malabsorption type of condition or... You know, the one thing I haven't done is an endoscopy or a cam pill or something that looks... We've never seen the first half of my GI tract, and I really strongly suspect I've got a restriction or something. I had enough problems when I was younger that I do think I have some scarring or something. I'm totally speculating about that, though. That may or may not be the case. But at any rate, enough about that. That's, you know, all stuff I'm going to just continue to work on. My sick episodes have been exponentially less and really getting farther and farther and fewer in between. I'm definitely not eating as much as I was. I've sort of adjusted now. I'm cooking a lot at once and just kind of eating what feels like the right amount and trying to stop myself so I don't go to bed and wake up a few hours later. And it's been, you know, really successful for the most part, other than my rough week last week, I guess. So, yeah. So I'm doing good, you guys. I am staying positive and staying the course, and I am definitely looking forward to learning some more. And I guess we'll see what the next step is. Yeah. So there's that. And other than that, I don't really have much to share. So it's pouring rain out there. I don't know if you can hear it. It's just starting to get light out there, maybe behind me again. I've got all the lights on, so I don't know if you'll be able to see that. But it's going to be a rainy, wet Sunday. I'm going to just kind of rest up and watch some football and get ready for a big... I know it's going to be a nightmare week down in the boatyard this week. It's always so hard to work down there. We're going to have inspectors here all week. And while I'm mostly done on the boat, that boat is way late. They haven't had... systems guys, plumbers, and fabricators putting in steering and shafts and all that stuff. They're kind of behind, so I'm way ahead. The wiring's almost done, but the boat's got a little ways to go to catch up. So it's going to be quite a bit of end of the project rush down there in the boatyard. So I'm kind of looking forward to pushing hard and getting this boat behind me. And then I just had a great meeting with my other customers, and my next boats, it doesn't sound like, are going to be ready until maybe mid-December. So I might get a little break. And if that happens, if I can get this one out of my hair and have a little break before the next one starts, who knows, maybe I'll jump in my van and go for a quick surf trip or something. which is why I'm not getting my GI stuff scheduled. Priorities, I guess I maybe need to reevaluate those. I guess maybe on a break. I don't know, you guys. So that's just it, right? Do I take my time that I have off and drive to Seattle and see doctors, or do I go on a vacation? I don't know. I guess we'll see how it goes. So anyways, that's my plan, though. I'm really looking forward to getting this boat behind me, getting a little more downtime, and then getting ready to dive into my next winter projects. So yeah. So I hope you guys are all doing good. I hope you guys have had a great week. I know the rest of the country's been freezing cold, so I hope you guys get out of that soon. And I guess that's about it for today, you guys. I feel like I just really wanted to touch base on, mostly on your comments, let you know my attitude has improved and my physical condition. I'm feeling great. So I think I'll keep it short today, you guys. I'll get this one up for you. And I'll check in with you guys next week. I guess that's all that's on my mind. Seems like I had something else to talk about, but I can't think about what it is right now. It's not coming to me. So I guess that's enough. So I hope you guys have a great week. Stay the course. Make some progress. I'll try and do the same. And I'll check in next week and let you guys know how it goes. So, all right, you guys. Have a great week. See you next week. Thank you. See ya.